My friend says thank you for everything, even when the teacher hands out homework.
It sounds like he's got the right idea. Aren't you saying thank you to other people? Do you remember to say thank you to other people? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. One of my all-time favorite Bible stories is the one where Jesus heals 10 men with a deadly skin disease called leprosy. They ask Jesus to heal them, and of course, he did. But guess how many of the 10 remembered to go back and say thank you? Only one. The Apostle Paul reminds us how important it is to be thankful to others, and especially to God. He writes this in Ephesians 5, verse 20. Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our story today is called Secret Project. Jaden took the glue his mom handed him and ran out to the shed. He worked for a while on his secret project, then ran back to the house to find his father. "Dad, can I use a hammer and nails?" Dad helped him find what he needed, and Jaden grabbed the items and ran back to the shed. After working a little longer, Jaden made another trip to the house. "Paint," he said. "I need paint. Can I use some of yours, Maggie?" His sister agreed, so Jaden took the paint and darted out the door. After school the following day, Jaden's friend Quan came over. Mom set out cookies and milk for the boys. "Thank you, Mrs. Trent," said Quan. And when it was time for him to go home, Quan politely thanked her for letting him come. Mom was impressed. "Quan seems to be very polite," she said after he left. "He even says thank you when our teacher hands papers back to him." Jaden rolled his eyes. "Well, that's good," Mom said. "After all, God says we should be thankful for everything. That means little things, too. God has done so much for us. Jesus died and rose again to save us from sin, and he shows his love to us in so many ways. One way is through the people he puts in our lives who love us, teach us, and help us. We should thank him for that, and we should thank other people for their kindness, too." After dinner, Jaden worked on his secret project for a little while. When he returned to the house, he was grinning. "Look," he said, "I'm finally done with my project. We learned how to make these in shop class at school." He handed out the things he had made. For Mom, there was a bird feeder. For Dad, a shoe rack. And for his sister, a jewelry box. Jaden beamed as his family exclaimed over the gifts and thanked him warmly. Then he thought of something. "Thanks for letting me use your paint for my project, Maggie. And thank you, Mom and Dad, for the glue and hammer and nails. I couldn't have done it without your help." So how about you? Do you thank God for all he's done for you? Do you thank others for the things they do to help you? In today's Bible reading, only one man out of 10 came back to thank Jesus for healing him, and Jesus appreciated it. Don't take anything for granted. Give thanks to God for all the love and kindness he shows you each day, and let the people he puts in your life know that you're grateful for them too. Our key verse is found in the letter to the Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 20.
Always give thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
And our key thought for today, say thank you. Sometimes the best way to read a story is to hold it right in your hands and feel the pages and maybe even smell the ink. Now you can get the Keys for Kids stories just like that. We'll send them to you in the mail with your name on it and everything. That way you'll never miss a story. Plus you can play the games and write in the journal too. Get it in the mail by signing up today at keysforkids.org/subscribe. Well, as always, my name is Zach. Thanks for taking some time to listen to Keys for Kids today. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.